Monday night, Shmaitza Shir, or Letezayan Kislev, I believe. L'chayr will have Shir on Chanukah. Okay, it's too early to talk about it. And I always have Charato that I said we'll have Shir on Chanukah. Unless, maybe I'll, if I find a taxi willing to take me every night, Derech Min Harod, and he gives me a good price, then it'll be okay. Otherwise, it's crazy.
So Hanukkah.
Both. It's crazy. The roads are crazy. Hanukkah. Okay. We're burning the candle at both ends. Meaning, we're going to do a little synopsis and a little new. That's what I decided to do. The synopsis just it's tedious. Well, what can I say? It's tedious. It's very. I'm skipping a lot anyway, and it's just. It's enough. We'll do like a parak and a half at a time. You can sit back and relax, and then we'll go weiter inside. If you think it's no good, it's confusing, so you'll tell me. So, yes. We're not in the middle of anything. We're starting a new page.
You can't just finish your base and then go to
No, because we're going to start your base again. Now we're going to give a synopsis of Perek Vav. That's what we're up to in Perek Vav. And you don't have to even look in. You can sit back and relax, but I always yell at you to look in, so when we give the synopsis, you finally don't have to. You can sit back, smoke a cigar. Okay. Rashi and Tosfos Shita, the Shmaitza, gets really into the nitty-gritty of the sugya there at the end of Amad there. And Shita's Rashi and Tosfos is that the svara of Kanitza Kanhoya, which would come out being that when the Reusa is found in the Rishus of one person, so all of Araya, we'd even be Motzi moment from him. Right? So Rashi's Taisus is even if there's a Bori Vishama. Even if there's a Bori Vishama. And therefore, if the Mum is Nimtza after Nesuin, which is the Sefer of the Mishnah, Or it's also the Mishnah in the first parak, which is Anosias Isha V'loi Motzala Besulim, so it's discovered after the Nesuin. So really, her saying Mishay Rastani Nenasti, Rashi and Tosfos are both bothered by this L'shitasam, because her saying Mishay Rastani Nenasti shouldn't make any sense, because L'fi Devoreha there's a Kanintza Kanhoya in the Rishus of the Av, because she's saying it was after Erisin. L'chayim Mishay Rastani Nenasti means before the Nesuin, but after the Erisin. That's the Pashas, what it means. It doesn't have to mean that, right? It can mean at some point after the Erisin, and it can mean after the Nesuin. But it also means after the Erisin, before the Nesuin. So L'chayim Rashi and Tosfos are both bothered by, according to our Shita, so you're saying that if she's claiming, the Mishnah says, Mishay Rastani Nenasti. So when you learn the Mishnah, you don't think anything of it, because... Yeah, it's not a mekachtos, right? It happened on you, but then if you learn Amad there, you say, wait a second, this is a bias kash on Rava, that it happened after the Erison only, so it happened b'shusada of, and still, it says that Ne'emanes, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's moitzi the ksuba. Rabbi Gamliel Shita in the Mishnah in the first parak is that she's moitzi the ksuba. So why? So now Bishlam, according to the Ran, it's a Bori B'Shema situation. And in a Bori B'Shema situation, the Ran's happy. The Ran says, right, Bori B'Shema is stronger than Kanimsa Kanhoya. And if you're Bori B'Shema-ing together with a Cheskos Aguf or with a Migu, then you could be Motzi Momen. But according to the Rashi and Tosfos asks the Shema, well, they ask it. So that's where they come up with this like weird scenario that the Mishnah really means Mishakinastani Nasti. She's claiming it happened after the Nesuin, meaning she's claiming it happened in his Rishus. So if she's Naaman, she's Naaman, and the Kanintza Kanhoya is in his Rishus. Okay, so the problem is, the Shmaitza asks, that in the beginning, on the next Amud in Ksubis, in the first Perek, it pretty much says Beferish that it's Bori V'Shema. It says Rabbi Gamliel says his din by Bori V'Shema, or Rabbi Gamliel says his din in conjunction with Migu. So the Gemara talks about Bori V'Shema, and if you open to the beginning of the second parak, where it's also discussing the machlokes of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, So again, it pretty much says openly, it's Baruch Hashemah, that the Rebbe Gamliel's power to be Motzi Momen is with Baruch Hashemah, and according to Rashi B'Toysus, it's not totally in that. It has nothing to do with Baruch Hashemah. So, the Shmaitzah answers, oh, because Enechanami kan nimtza kan hoya, which has loy machzakin and reyusa, which is not working with the lomdus of cheskas haguf, but it's working with the lomdus that no suffake is created in the other reshuyos. When you have a box of reshuyos and you want to know which box it happened in, so kanimtza kan hoya says ein machzakin reyusa mirshus l'reshuyos, so the other reshuyos doesn't have a reyusa, so you're not dealing with cheskas haguf, so Baruch Hashem doesn't play a role. The Gemara that talks about Baruch Hashem, both at the next Omud in the first Perek and in the first Omud in the second Perek, is not talking about this Mishnah. In this Mishnah, you don't think, when you look at it, you learn the Shmaitzah, you realize this Mishnah is dealing with the same issue as Hamadir is. When did the Mum happen? When did it happen? When? That's like the end of Hamadir, and you talk about Rishus, Loi Machzikin Reyus from Rishus L'Rishus. The Gemara really is dealing with the next Mishnah, where everybody's mode that she entered the Chasana with a Mum. Except she's saying Mukaseitzani, and he's saying Bulas Isha. So we're not talking about when the Mum happened. We're talking about, is there a Mum? Is this a Mum, or is it Stam an injury, and it doesn't affect, no Mekach Tov, maybe even Ksubas or Messiah? That's a Shiloh of the Gemara already. In the Sugis on Gemara, it talks about whether the fight about if Bu'ul Asisha, the Mukas Eitz At, Ani, is a fight between 200 and 100, or between 100 and 0. Meaning, is Mukas Eitz Ksubas or Messiah? And she's saying Messiah, and he's saying Bula Sishat, because Kinsu Becheskas Besula, but it's Bula Yeshlak Subamone. Or is it Mukas Eitz is 100, except he's finding it to Mekach Tos? Totally. Okay, so there, it talks about Cheskas Aguf, and you have to say that, and this is a Chiddush, and this is a Chiddush, but the Shmaitzah like says it, that saying Mukas Eitz Ani has a Cheskas Aguf helping her. Even if a woman has a Pesach Pesuach and she's not a Sula, she's a Mukas Eitz, but the Cheskas Aguf says she's not a Ba'ula, that's a special flaw in the Guf, that she was already with a man. We talk about it that way. Even in the English language, you talk about she was violated. Right, a book of sage, you don't say she was violated. So her body was violated by a man. So, and we can understand a bia is already like a violation of her body. A book of sage is an injury. That punkt happens to be there. But the chiddush is cheskos aguf. That cheskos aguf is helping her claim of mukas eitzani as opposed to bulas ishat. So there is regular cheskos aguf. You're not dealing with kanimsa kanhoya, because we're not talking about when. We're talking about what. So we're talking about cheskos aguf. So that's what the Gemara is referring to, and that's what the Gemara is referring to on the next level. So there already you're talking about cheskos aguf and Baruch Hashema, and the beginning of the second parak talks about Baruch Hashema, and that's what the Shmaitzah says, and that's how he answers the kasha on Rashi and Tosfos. He gives another teretz too, which two involve two cheshbon that we're not going to go into. This teretz I feel has like principles, you sold those that. It helps her get the ksuba. If it's Bari Vishama plus Cheskos Aguf, if she's Bari and the Baal's a Shema, and she has a Cheskos Aguf, so she can get the ksuba out of the Baal. It could be Motzi Momen with a Bari Vishama plus Cheskos Aguf. It could be Bari and Bari. It's Bari Vishama.
He's always Bari in this case.
Lachor, she knows what happened.
And he can be Bari that it's not Mukas.
And what's the difference? The Gemara says it's because of Bari
V'Shem. The Gemara is like, this kind of case, you need Bari V'Shem.
Yeah.
It can only be Bari V'Shem.
Fine. The point is, you're not Moitzi Maman with a Cheskos Aguf. That's the Gemara's point. Or you're not Moitzi Maman only with Bari V'Shem, you need Cheskos Aguf. That's really the way the Gemara says it. The way I said it, it would be an often a steerer to the Pnei Yeshua that says Cheskos Aguf alone could be Moitzi Momen. So the way the Gemara says it is that you don't have a raya from Rama Gamliel that Bori Vishem or Bori Yodif, because you have a Cheskos Aguf or a Migu helping you.
And did you change your definition of Cheskos Aguf?
No!
You said before Cheskos Aguf meant not Cheskos Din, but Cheskos Aguf. So that's talking about a Din, not a Cheskos Aguf.
Wrong.
Why?
We're also talking about a Cheskos I'm sorry. You look like you're holding your ear. You look like you're it says the Gemara Bava Kama Tokeil Achavero Keneged Ozno Mishalim Lo Demekulo. Have to pay Hezek.
Can of Coke.
So it's design gazon. That's first of all. You should live and be well. The difference between Cheskas Aguf and Cheskas Hadin is a question whether we're talking about the reality of the Metzius, or we're talking about the Halacha. Once you mechadesh that Cheskos HaGuf can address Mukos Eitz, let's say there's a Cheskos HaGuf that a woman's not a Nida, let's say, because if she's a Nida, she's sick, and Cheskos HaGuf says she's Bari. Or you say Cheskos HaGuf says she's a Mukos Eitz, not a bulas ish, which is a tremendous chiddush.
Right, why is that a cheskos aguf?
It's a chiddush to say that cheskos aguf addresses it. So I explained what I think, because it's a question of the body being violated. But no.
Well, since it's a chiddush, I mean, it's a good question.
But I already, yeah. If that's all you're asking, fine, so it's a chiddush. But once you say it's a cheskos aguf, then it's a regular cheskos aguf, which is addressing the metzius, not addressing a legal status.
Which is if she's a basul or not? Because you have a basul.
Okay, fine. So it's a good question, and I addressed it. I hope
but
I addressed
you're saying
it.
That that's the way it is.
If that's all you heard from me, then if that's all you heard after my whole drasha, that's the way it is, as if there's some halacha l'moshe b'sinai in the word. I said you have to understand. Bula is a violation of her body, an invasion and a violation of her body, and Mukos Eitz is an injury which happens to be at a certain point in her body. It could have been at a different point in her body. That's how
body
I understand it. Okay. Thing,
right?
At this point, we just okay. I hear
that's
you know.
Circumstance.
I have nothing to add. I have nothing to add other than what I said.
So
if you want to keep insisting that, but it's for the same exact flaw in the body, I understand. That's why it's chiddush. That's why I said the shmeitz is saying a chiddush. You could even disagree with the shmeitz. I have nothing personal. It's fine.
Yeah, okay, I don't know if that's what's bothering.
I'm saying over the shmeitz.
Kind of what's bothering me is I'm looking for sort of a rule of how to know when, like when we discussed it all in the mikvah.
If it's a flaw in the body, if it's a flaw.
Only if it's a flaw. So the mikvah being a chaser wouldn't be considered a flaw.
That's
so
a machlokas achronim.
I'm saying that
the shmaitza hold is not a flaw. Shmaitza hold is not a flaw in the mikvah. It's a flaw in its legal status only, not a flaw in the mikvah. You could talk about a lot of things. You can talk about Lamarshal. Let's say you have a mechitza. I don't know if a mechitza has a cheskos aguf. Let's say a mechitza, and it shrinks to below 10 tefachim. So you could say it's the same wall. You know, it's just a question of its legal status. Is it a separator or not? Is it a mechitza or not? Or you could say that the legal status gives it a certain mitziuti status, and it has a shem mechitza. And below 10, it doesn't have a Shem Mechitza. And then, therefore, if there would be a Cheskos HaGuf, it might apply. Because Cheskos HaGuf says that the guf that you know up until now, the status quo, the way the guf was, there was no Shinui. There was no Shinui in the guf. Cheskos HaGuf means a Shinui in the guf is a violation of Cheskos HaGuf. The Cheskos HaGuf mitigates to say that there was no shinui in the guf, or that the shinui happened at a later point in time. So the question is there a shinui in the guf? So the shmaitzer holds, that's a chiddush, that the difference between a bulas ish and a mukas eitz is called a shinui in the guf. That difference is a shinui in the guf. if you hold a mukas eitz l'moshel is mutter to a kayan, gadol, so then al korchach the Torah views it. Adaraba. I say, the Torah wants her to marry a basula. If a mukas eitz is not, if you can marry a mukas eitz, then or if mukas eitz. Okay, if you're happier with that, it's fine. If you're happier with that, I'm less happy with that. I say it's a raya the other way. If you hold the book of Saints Ksubasa Mosayim, and she's called a basula, so it means it's punctured an injury, like she has a scar on her face, so she has a scar over there, but she's still but her mitzad dem habadi, she's it says by Rivka basula. Ishlo Yuda'ah. So if we define Basulah as Ishlo Yuda'ah, so that means that a Ba'ula is, it's the Bia that changes her body. And you have a right to call her a Basulah, right? You have a right to call her a Basulah. Okay, that's the end. It's a Chiddush. Fine, good. But you got to get the Cheshbon here. The point is that allows the Shemaitzer to say that the Gemara's discussion. The Shemaitzer's saying an important point that Bari Vashem, according to Rashi at least, Rashi and Tosfos, Bari Vashem only would play a role in tandem, in conjunction with a Cheskos HaGuf. Once it's Kanimsa Kanhoya, it doesn't play a role. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. So he's explaining it because Cheskos HaGuf is a certain dynamic. We're paskening al pi the cheskos haguf, and the Bar Vishema is giving it impetus. Maybe yeah, maybe not. That's also machlekes, right? But that's what the Shmaitz is saying. In Kanitza Kanhoya, for sure, Bar Vishema is like not in the ballpark. It doesn't play a role. Lo machzikina reyus on rishus l'rishus. Rishus. If you find a problem in rishus A, Rishus B remains untouched even without a Reyusah. So Bori Vishem is not going to help you. It's like Bori Vishem is not going to combine with Kanimsa Kanoya, or it's not going to work against Kanimsa Kanoya. Okay. That's what the Shmaitz's point is. That's what he explains, Rashi. That's what he's explaining, Rashi. He's explaining that at the discussion of Bori Vishem in the first and second parak on the next Amud is not an open stira to Rashi and Tosfos, because they're talking about the Kanitza Kanoya case. The Mishnah, the very first Mishnah of the series of Mishnayas, and the first Mishnah is Anosius Ishadloi, Motzalo Basulim, Iyameris Mishra Stanin and Nazdi, blah, 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 blah. But the very next Mishnah is Iyameris Mukasaitsani, who Omer Drusus Ishad. So that's not an Indian of Kanitza Kanoya. So, and there is a Cheskos, it's a Gemara discussion of Cheskos HaGuf and Mamela Bari Bishema, which maybe buttresses the Cheskos HaGuf, is on the second Mishnah, when it's not a question of when, it's a question of what. And on what is no Kanimsa Kanhoya. Don't say what. Okay. Now, the Ran holds that Kanimsa Kanoya only works when it's Shema B'Shema. See, it's not clear how the Ran learns Kanimsa Kanoya. But the Ran holds that when Bori V'Shema combines with Cheskos HaGuf, a regular Cheskos HaGuf, and will be Motzi Momin, even when it's against a Kanimsa Kanoya. That's what the Ran holds. The Shmaitzer brings a lot of rayas from different places that you don't say that you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya. You don't say Bori V'Shema plus Cheskos HaGuf is stronger than Kanimsa Kanoya. One of the rayas he brings, which leads us to certain Yesodos, he says, is the case in Bava Metzia, the 8th Perek, where a guy rented a para for half a day and borrowed it for half a day. Right? And now it died, Ba'ones, and you don't know which half of the day it died. If it died in the Schirus half, it's Potter from paying. It's Onsen. If it died in the Sheila half, then but he's mechuyev. A shayel is mechuyev an answer. Now, there's different cases. The Rambam says that if the schirus was first and the shayla was second, then he's potter. You know, how much of mechavel of araya. And the Rambam says that even if it's bori v'shema, even if the owner is a bori and the shayel is a shema, we don't know if he's a shayel or a seicher. And so the Shmaita says l'chayr is a cheskos aguf. Cheskos chai is a cheskos aguf. Even though you know it's going to die at some point in time, he proves in Shmaita Gimel, he says that cheskos chai is called a cheskos aguf. So l'chayra, he says this Gemara and the Rambam is not like this Ram.
Why is it making a difference
what
water it is?
What? Why is it making a difference what? I'm happy you asked that, because that's part of what the Shmaitz's point is, and that's the only reason I'm speaking it out. Otherwise, it's like very. If the Shayla was first, the Shmaitz, the Lech HaMishnah really points it out. The Shmaitz points it out also and expands on the idea. If the Shayla was first, then if a Shayla. There's a shayla in the Gemara, a general shayla. If a shayl is mischayev, when a shayl borrows something, he becomes mechuyev to return it or to pay for it, right? The or to pay for it, from when is that? Is it from the point in time that he borrowed it? The or to pay, obviously he becomes mechuyev to give it back from the point in time when he borrowed it. But the or to pay for it, half of the sentence, is that chal also when he borrowed it? Or is that only chal when the ones happens? At 3 o'clock when the lightning struck the animal and killed him. So now he becomes mechuyev in the moment. It's a question of when.
Why would he even be mechuyev in that case? Because that's beyond reasonable care.
Doesn't matter. A shoel is mechuyev in onsen. A shoel is mechuyev in onsen.
I should be someone who borrowed it, but nothing happened yet.
Right. But maybe all the chiyuv machal when he borrowed it, his mashicha was already machayev him then to return it or to pay for it. At 2 o'clock he became a chuyuv to return it or pay for it. Now this has a tremendous ramification, points that Mishmaitza points out. Let's say the shayla was first, so he was moshech the animal at 2 o'clock, and there was a switch over to schirus at 3. And you don't know when the animal died. There's a rule called Eini Yodea Imperaticha. Bori v'shema we know is Lav Bori Yodev. Bori does not trump Shema. But if the Shema is, I admit I borrowed from you, I'm not sure if I paid you back. I'm not sure if I returned, but I know that at one point in time I was mechuyev to pay you back. In other words, most of the time when you find the Bori v'shema in the Gemara, the Shema is, I don't know if I ever borrowed from you. I don't know if I ever became a chuyuv to you. I'm not sure. You don't have any proof, right? We're talking Bori v'shema without any proof. You're not whipping out a star, you're not whipping out witnesses. But there's a type of Bori v'shema that everybody's mode their wins. The Bori wins. And that's if the Shema is Eini Yodea in Praticha. I don't know if I paid you back. Not Eini Yodea in this Chayavdi. I don't know if I ever owed you. But I know I owed you, but maybe I paid you back. Now remember, the guy has no proof. So there he could be Motzi Moment, just on the basis. The Shmaitz is going to ultimately say, because that's a type of Bori Shema that wins. That also becomes a very important lubdish point. It's a shaila whether any of them praticha wins because of bori, with the dynamic of bori v'shema, and it's the type of bori v'shema that wins. The Shmaitzer will explain, because your cheskos haguf withered away. You can't use your cheskos haguf if you know for sure that you are mechuyev, and you're not sure if you discharged your chiyuv. So it's like you have no cheskos moment. You have no right to have a cheskos moment. I know. You don't have a cheskos moment. Your cheskos moment doesn't help you. Your cheskos moment is not a cheskos moment. That's the lush. And memela, Bori v'shema, without a cheskos moment, wins. Bori v'shema, la bari yodif, because it has an uphill battle against the Cheskes Mammon. But when it's not against the Cheskes Mammon, everybody's Modeh Barei Veshema wins. So some say, the Shmaitz among them, that any idea in Praticha wins because of Barei Veshema. The type of Barei Veshema. There's no Cheskes Mammon.
Miko doesn't help him, that he could have said, I don't know if that bothered
him. It's a good question. I'm sure Tyson says it. It sounds like something you're showing him with yes. Maybe it's. Maybe it's Migul Mokum. It wouldn't be called Migul Ahotzi. It's enough that he's not called the Mufsa. The other person is certainly not called the Mufsa. So it wouldn't be called Migul Ahotzi. Maybe it's called Migul Ahotzi Mecheskes Chiyuv. But that's already assuming the reason of Cheskes Chiyuv. That's the whole point here. And if you hold it's Borei Veshema, it's not Cheskes Chiyuv. It's Borei Veshema. I don't know what feeling it is. Upon him, there's a difference, getting back to your Shaila. If the Shaila was first, and nobody knows when it died, and a Shoyal is Mischayev from when he took the animal, then the not knowing when it died is any Adaya in Praticha. I don't know if I discharged my obligation to give you back the animal. Because the animal might have died, I don't know when the animal died. So I don't know. If I'm a chuyiv only from when the oinus happened, right, then not knowing if it happened when I was a shoyal or when I was a soicher is any idea in this chayavta. Because I don't know if I ever became a chuyiv. Maybe the animal died when I was a soicher, not when I was a shoyal. But it, even if the shoyal was the first half of the day, but if I'm only becoming a chuyiv when it died, and I don't know when it died, it might have died b'shas d'sheila. So then, or it might have died b'shas d'schura. So it's any idea im is chayavti. But if the meshicha is right away mechayev, then it's any idea im praticha. I don't know if I discharged my obligation. If I safely got into the time frame of the schirus. Then it died, then I discharged my obligation, so to speak. Because it's like I gave you back the animal, and then you rented it out to me again. I borrowed it, and then I rented it.
Couldn't you even say that if you were the sucker first, though? Because you still don't. It sort of sounds the same way, though.
No, because if you were the sucker first, then it's always any day in this chayavti. You don't know if you ever became a chuyiv, because you don't know if you ever became a shayla. Because maybe you died when it was a sucker. So it's any day of this chayavti. You can only call it any day of praticha when two conditions are met. That the shayla came first, and if you hold that a shayla becomes mechuyiv, b'shas the meshicha. If you hold the shayla only becomes mechuyiv, b'shas when the event happened, then again it's any day of this chayavti. So, okay, so that's a point. Now, now, the Shmaitzer wants to know if the Shaila was first, even if the Shaila was first, so it seems the Rambam Paskin's Potter, even if the Shaila was first. So the Shmaitzer says, because there's a Cheskes HaGuf. Let's say the Shaila was first. So there's a Cheskes HaGuf helping the Shaila. There's a Cheskes HaGuf helping the Shoyal. Right? There's a Cheskes HaGuf helping the Shoyal. Now, let's assume that any idea in this in Praticha works with Borei Veshema. It works with Borei Veshema, and there's no Cheskes Mammon. So if the Shaila was first. Right? So, but he has a Cheskes HaGuf helping him. So that's why he doesn't necessarily win. Because he has a Cheskes HaGuf helping him, helping his Shema. You know, even if the other guy's a Bori, the Gemara says he's Potter even if it's Bori v'Shema. So Lechayra, this becomes a question that maybe it's any day in Praticha. Like, why Takanat? The Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't say it in this case, but he shows from the Rambam's lashon that the Rambam held it in this case too. Just Rambam should have said something else. Rambam should have spoken it out.
You could say the Rambam said he's not.
The Rambam says you're potter even in this case. So Shmaitza says because Bari Veshema only, because even any of them Praticha only works with Bari Veshema, and if the Shema has a Cheskes Aguf helping him, so then he wins.
Couldn't we say the Rambam might say that he's not chayef from the time of Mashiach?
I think he passed Kasiyas. So the Shmaitz ends up sounding like this, that Socher v'chakach sho'aloh is a raya against the Ran. Because the Chayri, you have a Bori, if the Taveh is a Bori and he's a Shema, so you have a Bori v'Shema and the Cheskos Haguf helping you. In other words, if it's Socher v'chakach sho'aloh, so that tour is a raya against the Ran. Sholah v'chakach Sochra, so Bori v'Shema helps because there's no Cheskos Momin, and the reason you'd be put there is because the Cheskos Haguf helping the Muchzik, helping the guy. Okay, stop here, and we'll stop here again. Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with learning Vayta Perek Yud Beis.